I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
Do you see yourself as God's gift to the world?
Yep.
You were here first service. You're cheating. Because you are. You are literally God's gift to this world. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about your personal collection of friends and family and acquaintances. Okay? Because no one else in the whole wide world has assembled that same unique assortment of people. And to that group, God gave you. That's it. That's your flock. That's it. He didn't give them to you as much as he gave you to them. So, are you taking care of them? Are you looking after them? Because that'll likely be on the test, you know. When we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. For the things done while in the body, his body, right? Whether good or bad, we're going to answer. And that's when, well, I don't even know if we'll answer with words, because that's when our actions will show if we actually believed in him. And our fellowship will show if we really belong to his flock. And our discipleship will show how much we became like him. And our interactions with the world will show if we ever branched out on his behalf. And we've covered all of that in the last few weeks. And so today, finally, our serving and giving will show if we were bestowers or bystanders. Because bestowing is all about living to give yourself as an expression of pure love to your handpicked people. That's it. That's it. Which means if we're not growing in giving, we're not only missing out on living, but we're just drifting. We're loitering our way through life. We're lukewarming our way toward our date with death. During what could have and should have been our time to shine down here. Because as you know, you are the light of the world. Right? So let your light shine to your group. Let your light shine before those others, before you stand before Jesus. David calls this light in the Psalms, he calls it the light of the Lord's unfailing love. Let that shine to your people so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father. For it is by grace you have been saved. And so that's what you're going to shine. That's what you shine. Ah, I've been saved by grace. I can breathe easy. You've been saved through faith, not by works, not by your own good works. For we are God's works. We're God's workmanship, created in what is the sacrificial serving love of Christ Jesus in order to do our own good works of sacrificial serving love in his image. Right? So here's a question. When you're out and about, when you make an entrance, wherever you go, and you make an entrance, do you brighten the room or darken the doorway? Because one brings life and energy, and the other just sucks. And it's a choice. It's not a mood. It's a choice. And just to be abundantly clear before we go any further, we are not saved by good works. That comes by God's grace. But we are saved for good works. And those come by a growing desire to express our own love as we come to comprehend the sacrificial love of our all-loving Creator and Savior. Because look what He's bestowed on us. You see, you can't be a bystander in a kingdom of bestowers. Because Jesus commands and then demands that His followers follow His manner of love. But even more, so more than that, He requires that that it come from a desire to become like Him. Because we're going to stand before Him and give an account to Him. So with that in mind, on which side of that dirty foot would you rather be? Server or servee? Because you got to choose. You want to be the one getting washed or the one doing the washing? Well, it takes a lot of work. It takes spirit-empowered willpower to be the one that wants to wash the foot. Right? It takes a lot of effort to love in the manner of the one who washed the feet of his own betrayer. But that is your calling. Because you are called to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, which is the only kind acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. You got a service of worship. Our time, we talked about this, our time is limited. So when we give others our time and attention and care, we sacrifice a literal piece of our life. It's a living sacrifice. And oh, it pleases the Lord. It's worship in its truest form. And thus, this worship fulfills Christ's code of conduct. However, we have been warned that it will only be holy and therefore acceptable if and when it's offered with the right heart. As Paul says, I may give everything I have. I may even give my body as an offering to be burned even. But I gain nothing if I do not have love, is the point. And not just any old manner of love, but love that bestows in two very specific ways. Isaiah says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, according to the multitude of His loving kindnesses. And when the Lord showed up, He said, I am among you, His group, I am among you as the one who serves, and I bestow upon you a kingdom of serving, just as my Father bestowed one upon me. For you see, the Son of Man came, here's the two things, He came to serve and to give His life. So behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. Because it's His manner to serve and to give His life. Behold that manner that we should, because we're going to be called as children of God. And when He is revealed, which He was, as the one who serves, we shall be hopefully eagerly, earnestly excited to be like Him. For we shall see Him as He most truly and deeply is. Because God is love. In its purest form, serving and giving. So whoever does not love in God's manner does not know God. Because to know Him is to love Him. And to love Him is to desire to become like Him. And we're given a lot of opportunities to grow, because just about every meaningful moment and personal encounter shows the world on which side of that dirty foot we'd rather be. Washer or washee. It's your spiritual service of worship, but don't get all too spiritual about it, because it's not all spiritual, it's all relational. Okay? We got to translate this into real world stuff. We can't be so spiritual. You ever heard that? You can't be so spiritually minded. You're no earthly good. Yeah, none of that. Real world stuff. Because at the end of the day, it's all about giving in a way that tells your group you actually care. That's it. A couple years ago, a man in my group, who I like very much, happened to mention that his favorite meal as a kid was SpaghettiOs with meatballs and raspberry Twinkies. So when we left company, I made a note. Okay? I want you to do this, actually. I made a note on my list, which I keep, of possible gifts to give to anyone who happens to mention anything that has meaning to them that I might possibly fulfill one day. Okay? So that just went on the list. Well, a few months back, I needed to give him a thank you gift. So I looked at my list, and lo and behold, I'd forgotten all about it. And I can tell you right now, I have never felt such exhilarated joy in Walmart buying a 4-pack of SpaghettiOs with meatballs and a box of raspberry Twinkies or Zingers. And when he opened it, it took him back to his childhood. And he said, "This was my favorite meal growing up." And I said, "That's why I got it for you." And he said, "How in the world did you know?" And we both basked in the warm glow of real love, didn't we? I don't ask permission when I put you in my sermon. But I'm telling you right now, once you feel the thrill of giving pure love, you need another fix. You know, Paul has a very unexpected and kind of odd example to growing in the joy of bestowing. Get this, listen up. He says, it almost seems a little inappropriate, but it's in the Bible. He says, "Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity," you know, addiction to impurity, like lust or greed or perversion or drugs or whatever, "and, you know, therefore to ever increasing wickedness," because why? Because we all know impurity demands ever increasing doses to gratify. He says, yeah, think about all that. He says, "So now, in that same way, offer them in slavery, in addiction to righteousness, leading to this ever-increasing holiness. Instead of a vicious cycle, surrender yourself to a victorious cycle." Paul wants us to become love junkies. Noah said he's making that a t-shirt. His place, love junkies. Wherein everything in us is pushing us to find ever increasing expressions of love in order to satisfy an ever holier appetite. That's what we want. Cheryl, you're in the sermon. Cheryl once said years ago that every Christmas as a kid, she would circle this basket of rabbit fur kittens in the Christmas catalogs, and she never got them. Well, years later, when she retired, guess what you all as a church gave her? It took some doing, but I found old Christmas catalogs online. And I went through them till I found them. And then I stocked my prey on eBay. Till one came up, and it arrived the very day of her retirement party. Granted, it's ugly as sin. But it made us both cry when she opened it. Remember that? We both just started crying. I could cry now. Whew. Isn't that bizarre? Isn't that weird? It takes so little. But it's not about crying. It's about, and this is the heart of the message right here, it's about touching someone's heart by going out of your way for no other reason than to serve them some love in a manner that suits them. I want to read that again because I just, that's it. This is what it is to bestow in a nutshell. It's about touching someone's heart by going out of your way for no other reason than to serve them some love in a manner that suits them. For instance, Noah is kind of a smarty pants. So, when I got him a People of Walmart coloring book, it wasn't enough. I had to find a way to add some smarty pants love to it. So that he, so in his manner, I had to find a way to tickle his funny bone. Uh-oh. Come up here. It just went blank. I got nothing. Oh, is it this one? I'm so tech unsavvy.
This is my love language. Yeah. Your problems. Oh, it'll come right back on. There you go.
Thank you. Oh, and then we got to do this.
You got to scroll. Yep.
Okay. Entertain the troops for a second. Let's see. What manner? Wash the feet. I'm among you as one who serves. Washer, washy. We're getting close. SpaghettiOs and meatballs. Okay. Rabbit for a kitten. Okay, we're really close now. Okay, ugly as sin. Okay. Smarty pants. Here we are. Okay. So I had to find a way to add some smarty pants love to it because I wanted him to feel loved. And you do that by tickling his funny bone, right? It's different with everyone in your group. So this is what I ended up doing. I got this old box of crayons and I changed the labels to go with the Walmart book. So these were the Walmart crayons. There's three of them you can see at the top there. Accident on aisle 4. Followed by Friday night eyeshadow and sagging diaper. And so, and we sat there and pulled those crayons and just laughed our heads off. The point is, you have been factory loaded with God-ordained gifts to perfectly bestow at will on your one-of-a-kind lineup. And caring for them and touching their hearts and showing them love in no uncertain terms is so integral to our created purpose that Jesus is going to judge our greatness, and this is good to know for the test, by how many we serve as opposed to how many serve us. You probably remember when he asked the disciples, what were you arguing about on the road? They kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. And so sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, look, if anyone wants to be first, we just must be the very last. And that simply means, you know, the servant of all. So there you go. Now you know how to get the highest score when you go before his heavenly throne. And up there, it's all going to seem like it was so simple. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people around us. But here's the thing. We will only see the opportunity and seize the opportunity if we're expecting and watching for the opportunity. Which is why the greatest bestowers are the best listeners. Because those few around you are always revealing, if you're really listening, what they would love to receive. And I'll tell you right now, it's most always going to be things like compassion or encouragement, just a word, or patience, or prayer. or some support, or understanding, or comfort, or kindness, or just a good laugh. Laughter is good medicine, the Bible says. So you want to see a few more crayons? And I can only show you a few more because they get too inappropriate. But here's a few more. Starting at the top, we have unfortunate rash, followed by failed urine test, stretch marks, and teeth. We kid because we love. It might be the best gift I've ever given you. So I want you to picture your collection of friends and family and acquaintances as I read the following scriptures. Like, make the most of every opportunity. And be kind and compassionate. Actually be interested in the lives of others. You know, encourage one another and build each other up. Oh, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. And carry each other's burdens. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Because God comforts us through his word, through his people, in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those around us in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. So in other words, sharpen your sensitivity and hone your spontaneity so you don't miss out on the next God-given opportunity to see a need and seize the moment, because it's addicting. And the next time you're at the home of a loved one who owns a cherished set of china, do this. This is gold. Wait till they leave the room, okay? Of a loved one, you know, don't do this at just anybody's house. Wait till they leave the room and count the pieces, because something is always missing or broken, okay? Take note, take a photo of the writing on the back, and then go to eBay. That's it. Then when Christmas comes, you bestow. And when they open it and say, what's this? You say, it's the piece you've been missing. And trust me, that one can bring laughter and tears. Because it's got such meaning behind it. Because the only reason you would go to such lengths is love. But just know, through all of these examples, that what we mostly bestow comes via our mouth. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. We get so nervous and anxious about sharing Jesus when Jesus just wants you to share you in the manner that he shared himself. After all, it was he who gave some to be apostles and some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. Why? Read it with me. To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. We're not saved so we can sit around and wait for heaven. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, and I'm serious. If you see yourself in any way as an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher, okay? Raise your hand if you see yourself in any way as one of those things. Raise them. Yep, quite a few. Okay, I'm speaking to you. You are expected to help prepare God's people. Okay, now I want you to raise your hand if you consider yourself to be in any way one of God's people. Okay, I'm speaking to you. You are expected to perform those works of service. Because believers are called to be bestowers. And a bystanding bestower is a self-contradiction. And now that you know who's deserving of your serving, I want you to boldly go be God's gift to their world. Time's a-wasting, so get to using what the good Lord gave you to love those around you with your brains, or if you don't have those, with your brawn or or your bucks or your Bible. Because he's the one who factory loaded you and sent you as a gift to serve and give your life to your group. And if he's in your heart, they'll notice. And eventually they'll ask in one way or another, if you're listening, what that is. And then you can say, well, that's the piece you've been missing. Let's pray. Father God, we worship you because of the manner of love you've bestowed on us. Holy Spirit, help us sharpen our sensitivity and hone our spontaneities so we can seize every opportunity. Lord Jesus, we praise you and thank you for coming to take the serving side of that dirty foot. And in your name, everybody said, amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.